Education Achievement System Chancellor John Covington says they will look at data across the state as they decide which low-performing schools to focus on first. Covington says they hope to decide which schools they will operate next year in the next several months, so nobody is left finding out at the last minute that their school will be dramatically different. He says technology will have to play an important role in turning around schools.
Teachers and administrators and those individuals in the local schools can't reasonably be expected to make the kind of paradigm changes that we're going to be expecting them to make to improve public education without the assistance of technology as a teaching and learning tool. I mean, if you're going to say that every child across the EAS is going to be required to have a individualized education plan, that's something that you can't do without technology.
The Education Achievement Authority Board discussed statewide planning work as well as the scope of the authority for the next school year. EA board members say they want to make sure parents, students, staff, and community members will be involved in the discussion of redesigning schools. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.